Peter, very disappointed after that.
Yeah, very disappointed. I thought, if anything, we actually started quite well, but we didn't take any of those chances that presented themselves prior to UCD scoring. And I certainly thought there was a foul in the lead-up to the UCD goal, but we didn't get it. But I felt our team then sort of felt sorry for themselves after we conceded, and we didn't really get the same fluidity in our play after that. Second half, too, I thought we were still very sloppy, and decision-making was wrong, and the timing in terms of when they play, and we lacked a wee bit of composure and stuff too. So, no, it was a very disjointed performance, if anything.
Goal against a run of play?
Certainly. I thought we were very much the dominant team, and it looked as if it was only a matter of time before we score. But as I say, we were actually on the attack. We thought it was a foul on Mark Tomlin. UCD broke down the other end, and the ball fell to the guy at the edge of the box, and he took it well.
The only talk I hear now is FAA Cup final. Is it a bit of a hindrance?
In a way, it is. Ideally, we would like to get the league campaign finished and wrapped up so we could primarily focus on the cup final, but we still have another game to go. So, and it certainly has affected performances in terms of players, I would say, subconsciously have taken their eye off the ball, literally. But it just means then the performances of late haven't been good enough.
What really disappointed you tonight? Was there anything that stands out that's really getting under your skin?
Yeah, just the level of performance in the last two games against Limerick and tonight. It's nowhere near good enough. I think the players have become a wee bit complacent. And I've just spoken to them there in the changing room about it. I mean, as I say, I think one or two of them are going to get a rude awakening if they don't snap out of it fairly quick.
Do you think there's some players maybe that are assured of their place in their own mind in the team?
Well, that's in their own mind. I mean, there's nobody assured of their place, to be quite honest, particularly if they can maintain them. That level of performance there tonight, it can't justify playing anybody in that performance.
Despite the defeat, you did create a few chances. Young Houston had a couple of good efforts.
No, we did. Unfortunately, it's been the sort of the case in numerous games here now in the Brandywell too. We created a numerous amount of chances, but failed to capitalise on them, and we got punished for it. And that was the case tonight again. I thought we were very dominant early on and conceded, but still created numerous chances, didn't take them. And that's ultimately what cost us the game.
You picked a very strong team tonight. Will you do the same next week against Bohemians?
Again, it'll depend on how everybody trains this week, how they are physically. There's one or two carrying wee knocks and injuries, and particularly the likes of Barry McNamee, Aaron Barry. So we'll just assess everyone over the week.